Blog Talk Radio. God bless you this morning. Come on, somebody. I'm just ready to keep sowing into the things of God. And I know that you really are ready to sow into the things of God. Come on, somebody. Let's keep going forward into the things of God, because God is worthy to be praised. Amen. I know that many of you are very blessed, and you just being blessed. And if you could really see how God looks so much, he loves you so much. Just thinking about this, just think about this for a time, just for a second. The things that you know now, the things that you know now, amen, by this time last year, I know, amen, and God has given it to us now, amen. So therefore, my God, nobody can tell us that God is not, his hand is not upon us, his hand is not over us, his hand is not over you, amen, amen, because therefore, he loves you so much, he want to give you the very information that is missing. So what God is saying, he know you love him. He's saying, I know you love me. I know you're with me. I know you ain't going to allow me to separate you from me. He say, but it's just some information that you're missing, my God, and it's making all the articulation and execution totally wrong. So therefore, you're not seeing the results that you need to see from our relationship. God says, my God, let me give you what you need, for you can begin to see the relationship change, my God, for you can begin to see the results from the relationship. How many of you ready to see the results of the relationship of God? I'm not just talking about, I'm just tired. You know, I know we get to the place where you're tired, and you just, you confess, you sit and you shout, you jump, you hope, you believe, but you're trying to say, where's the result? And all you get is the whole lame excuses saying, you know what, you just keep waiting on my season. I deal with, I'm in the Father. Every season is my season. He is the creator of the season. So therefore, why should I could be waiting on something that I should be already walking in? Y'all better come on, somebody, my God, this morning. Listen, let me put the brakes on right now, because I'm about ready to get beside myself. Listen, my God, you might as well get ready. We got something exciting. My God, it's just a subject that we've been puzzling the minds of individuals. We talk about the soul and we talk about the mind. My God, while we are in the mind and we start to break down and do a little study of the mind, it make it very important for us to come in with the soul. But you can understand the soul, and you're going to see why in the next few minutes. But before then, I got to get some proper etiquette in the way, because, my God, I shoot off. I get out of that stall like a horse. I go to running, amen. But let me pull back on the reins a little bit and just give honor to our Savior and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to know how many of you this morning, you up this morning, are you giving thanks to the Lord? Are you blessing his holy name? Or are you still just worrying about some issues or that happened yesterday? Do you know, if you have not known or if you have not thought about it, that all things work together for the good when you in the Father's will? My God, come on, somebody. I felt a shout right there. Amen. And also, I'll give honor to my wife. I thank God for her as well. And I, my God, my home, my church family, I love them so much. Amen. I love them so much, my God. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep making. Amen. But it's an old song. Say, you know what? I don't believe where he brought me from. He brought me this far to leave me. I just want to tell the family, he did not bring you this far to leave you. And God got plenty more places where he want to take you. And our international families and friends, they always a blessing. They've been with us, my God, going on 5 years. My God, the United Kingdom been going on for about 5 years. And also our brothers and sisters in Norway, they're going on by 4 years, and I thank God for their faithfulness, and they just been on, my God. Then our others and brothers and sisters coming in and joining in with us, ones in Australia, South Africa, we thank God for them as well. They jumping in with us. Then also Germany don't popped up, my God. We thank God for Germany, and we bless God for you all. It's always our honor, and we want to keep on marching and keep on moving. And I don't take it lightly that you are, my God, you choose us to be Radio, Social Media, Church Family. My God, and I thank God for technology, because technology, my God, if it wasn't for that, I don't know if we've been or met each other. But I thank God for it, and I thank God for your faithfulness. My families and friends here in the United States of America, we bless God. My God, our families and friends in California, Oregon, Nevada, my God, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Tennessee, North Carolina, Virginia. My God, we thank God for them. New York, we thank God for them. We thank God, Texas, Alabama, Florida, my God, we thank God for them. Canada, we thank God for you. Oregon, we thank God for you. And we just thank God for our brothers and sisters all over the world, my God. What a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. You know God is good, and God is good. And saints of God, is very important for us to begin to understand the mind, and we begin to master the mind. Because I'm telling you right now, once we begin to master this area, we're going to begin to go ahead and move on into the place of the kingdom. It's a mindset. Amen. It's a mindset. And because of us, the enemy has been working on a lot of us. I ain't going to say a lot of us. They've been working on all of us since the time we don't enter into this world. But I'm telling you, God got some information that's going to put things back in their proper perspective. Amen. And I thank God. But we got to master that mind, because you got to understand that warfare takes place in your mind. Amen. The warfare takes place in your mind. That's pretty much by 90%, if I could go up to say 98% of the warfare in the battles, it's going to be in your mind. My God, even though you might hear some information, that information is going to get processed, it's going to get registered in your mind. And then it depends on how your mind frequencies or how you are wired, and that's going to make a decision how you're going to react. In other words, the word that we've been working on, we've been pronouncing this week, motor cortex. Amen. It's gonna depend on how you function. And because of some of us, our wires are just a register a little bit different. Our function, how we go to react, amen, it's just been reacting not of God, amen. And we be getting results that is not of God. But guess what? God said, I'm not faulting you for it, because you only act into the place to where you know. You only act in the place where you've been raised. Amen. So that's why God said, I'm going to pour out the information. I'm going to pour things out that you're going to need for you to keep functioning. And I thank God that he is. Listen, I got to get this thing on the road. We've got a power pack this morning. Amen. Our very own Deacon and Leg Joe, he's going to have some words that he's going to say, and we're going to bring him in by close to the end of the broadcast. Amen. So you can let Joe, you get ready. Amen. And before we get ready to go any further, let me hush up, because I'm taking up too much time as it is. My God, now I just want to put this out there once again. It's over 250 downloads, my God, a week that is coming from our broadcast. And I want each and every one of you understand that we just scratching the surface. Amen. It's so much information that we got to get, that you really need. So I want you to continue to request. I want you to request, amen. Make our Mother Helen, make her your own personal, my God, Bible study teacher, amen. My God, send a love offering. Let's put her to work. Let's make this all, let's make Mother right here, Jackson, your own personal prayer, amen. Amen. I could get with her, we could get with her. You request, say, hey, I want a prayer, I need a prayer for me over a CD or something. I want to play this in my car, play this, amen. Let's put them to work, amen. You put them to work, and you begin to pull from an anointing, you're going to begin to see a difference. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But before we go ahead on and we dive into some of this good stuff, amen, my God, let's go ahead and bring the pioneer of the prayer in our morning time, Mother and Mother Jackson. God bless you.
God bless you this morning, Pastor Temple.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, first I come give you the honor who's the head of my life. And second of all, I give your honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministry this morning. Father God, we come to your throne of thanksgiving once more, God. We thank you, God, for allowing us to see this day, God, for breathing down on us, God, this morning, God. I pray, God, this morning, God, that you begin to shake us out about that. Oh, I pray. pray, God of the Most High, that your people begin to rise, hallelujah, and give you the glory, hallelujah, the Most High, God, because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you this morning, the Most High, God, for the shadow over our heads, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did it anyhow, God. We thank you this morning, God, the Most High, God, for just taking care of our families, God. And the Most High, God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, that you touch our minds, create in us a clean heart, and renew the right spirit within us, God. Be that mind regulator for us this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, the Most High, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to God. We thank you this morning, God. We're walking into the hospital, the Most High, God. Just your presence alone, huh? That you're still healing, God. That you're making a way out of no way for them also, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, oh, God, this morning, God, for just touching our loved ones, God. We realize all of them not saved, God. Oh, but God, oh, God, touch this morning, God. Deliver them, God. Save like can never save before, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, we thank you for your peace and your joy. And the Lord will say, bubbling over like never before, God. We thank you for the change within our spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the new and the soul, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for awakening our spirit. And the Lord will say, God, this morning, God, I lift up our youth again, God. The babies and all, God. Continue to shield and protect them. Send your angel before the Most High, God. Send your angel before the God. Get them to school safely, God. And back to the behind of the home safely. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every leader that it is this morning, God. Every man of God, every woman of God, we lift them up once he called about now. Oh, God, we be strengthened in the name of Jesus, God. Keep them covered of the Most High, God. In the name of Jesus, because the Most High, oh, let them stay up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, huh? Let them continue to pull your truth from those lips of clay, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, everybody send it, God. Oh, God, we speak this morning, the Most High, God. Let us arise today, never before, huh? In the name of Jesus, God. Take us higher in you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Give us revelation, God, about coming to the Most High. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, the Most High, God. Let us continue to march on, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, the Most High, God. Yes, Lord, when we hit your time clock, God, we realize payday is coming after a while. And a matter of fact, it's already here. Lord, I will share in my mighty name, God. Oh, God, keep us in you, God. Keep our mind stayed on you, God. Keep us focused, Lord, I will share, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to stand still, God. And we see your salvation already moving, God. In a mighty way, God. Hey, Lord, I will share, God. We see you making ways out of our way, God. We see you paying dears, Lord, I will share, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. Let us be all that you want us to be in the name of Jesus, God. Let us be strong towers in you, God. And we can stand boldly in you, hallelujah, without a shadow doubt, and cry out, glory, hallelujah. Let us cry out. We know you're making out of nowhere. We know that you are healing about Sunday, about Sunday. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, because you're God out by yourself, God. We thank you for your presence this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we like to be in your presence, God. Keep us behind the veil, God. In the name of Jesus, God, because we know when we're behind the veil of our sending, oh God, it's all right. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Hey, God, I pray, God, every web that I put through, God, oh, Moshe, it won't be the same no more, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for placing food on our table, so the God. We realize, God, oh, Moshe, God, don't let us be so selfish, God, oh, Moshe, God, that we forget about somebody else, God, oh, God. Let us continue to lift each other up and prayer, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us be some strong prayer towers, God. Strong prayer towers, oh, God, that we're speaking the atmosphere over time, the Lord, and the Lord say, yes, Lord, and it shall be, oh, Roboche in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we thank you this morning, God. Continue to let us lay on our face, God, crying out on the name of Jesus, God, of our Sender this morning, God. Crying on the name of Jesus. Call out your children's name, God, of our Sender. Call out your spouse's name, God, of our Sender. Call out the silver man's name, God. In the name of Jesus, Roboche, God. For salvation, Roboche. For deliver, God, of our God. In the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God. Don't let your people give up. Don't let them give up and throw in the tower. Let them continue to push, God, of our Sender. Push like never before, huh? In the name of our Sender. Oh, God, we thank you for the change of mind, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. Church every laptop, huh? In the name of Jesus, God. Touch every radio station. Oh, God, let somebody hear your word this morning. Let somebody hear that you are calling them. And don't close the door. Just open it up. Let them come in. He's the best friend that you can have. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. What you doing, God? We thank you for breaking every stronghold. We thank you, God, for breaking every stronghold this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for touching that hard heart, God, and putting that flesh in that heart in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize nobody can do it but you, God. So we say thank you this morning, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you how you're bringing us back to our back home. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, how we give you all the glory. Somebody this morning, God. I'll just begin to say thank you, Haraboche. Thank you, Jesus, Haraboche, just for another day. That's a miracle all by itself. Because you've got to realize somebody that'll rise this morning. So it's another opportunity, Haraboche, for all of us to begin to say, God, I thank you. Thank you for life after the strip, God. I thank you, God, Haraboche, for just touching me this morning. We realize that we didn't deserve it, God. But we thank you for your love and kindness, Haraboche, God. Your mercy and your grace. God. Yes, Lord, your love and kindness drowed us in Kodoboshe. So let us continue to reach out to others, the Kodoboshe, and love Kodoboshe, God. And Lord, yes, Lord, God. Yes, in love this morning. I said it come to nobody this morning. Love is the number one key, Kodoboshe, in Jesus. Oh, God, how we thank you, Lord, for the love of the Kodoboshe that you put on the inside of us, God, that we can love in spite of our heart. We can love in spite of our Kodoboshe. This morning, God. Oh, God, these things I pray. Haraboche, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Haraboche, Jesus, thank you this morning. And have your way, Haraboche, God. Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, we thank you, and Father, as we pray to release the word from the Holy Ghost from the realm of the kingdom, God, we pray, I pray that we release a profound word that will cause the minds of the individual begin to understand and process the information, but they can begin to go ahead and launch out and walk with understanding. We thank you, God, for as the scripture discovered in the book of Hosea, for my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We thank you, God, as we open up in the spirit realm, you constantly begin to pour inside of us things that we don't know, things that we need to know, things that will help us articulate and execute and perfection, God, but we can keep going into your divine will, God. We thank you, God, that today we can truly say that we are better, we are wiser, we are stronger. We thank you, God, because today that we could truly say, my God Almighty, we have more joy inside of us than we had on last year. We have more peace on this year than it was last year. And we thank you, God, that what we're hoping for this year is going to come to pass. Because you've given us the instruction for it will to come to pass. And we thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, for you are worthy to be praised. My God, you are worthy. You are worthy. The question is, why early in the morning, so early that where My God, we pour out this information. My God, I learned the secret through the scripture, and I learned the secret through God. My God, my God, by tapping into the different realms of the spirit first thing. Because first thing in the morning or first thing, my God, your mind, my God, have not added clutter, have not added to it. Other words, the way of this world, the way of life, the different things that you're going to engage in have not been added to what already had on yesterday. You hear me? And some of us, we have a tendency to take for what we had on yesterday and bring it over to our tomorrow. But I declare and decree that God's going to begin to help us to dismantle that, and we'll begin to get up in the morning and begin to speak things first out. Amen. Because you got to understand your natural body needs sleep. It needs rest. It will always get some sleep and I'll eventually get some rest. It needs to go to sleep. It needs to get some rest. But your spiritual body, it never sleeps. Your soul, it never sleeps. Amen. It's always up and it stays alert. You don't understand no sleep. So once you begin to get up, before you must come into your natural mind, you begin to declare, you begin to decree. My God, I'm feeling this. You begin to declare, you begin to decree, you begin to speak out of your spirit, and you begin to speak into the realm of the spirit. It's not realm of the emotions of your natural ability or your fleshly ability. You begin to speak. My God, that's why one of my mentors, hashtag Dr. Cindy Trim, she has this book that called Commanding Your Morning. Amen. You begin to command your morning or command your day from the place of the spirit. Now, it's a very question puzzle when we get into start understanding the soul and understanding the mind and understanding the brain and different things function. And many of us get put on questioning, and I hope in this very few minutes I can help you to bring some understanding, and you can begin to go into your spirit, amen, your soul of your mind, and begin to do a soul detox. And I will be able to help you with that as well. But you got to understand, your soul and your mind is two different. They different. Soul, spirit, and body. It is different components. It's very different. How? And I want you to understand this. If you know that when you transform from this world and you go to heaven, if you understand you are in heaven, other words, your brain did not go with you. Your natural brain, your natural mind did not go with you. You have an understanding that you're in heaven. You understanding that you got you walking on streets with gold. You understanding who God is. You having profound understanding about the heavens. Amen. You have an understanding of what's going on in heaven. Well, if you decide that, hey, I decide I want to go to hell, same thing. You understand that what is going on. What bringing that understanding? Well, the understanding is not coming by your natural ability. It's not coming by your natural mind, because you are not going to be able to take. Once we all leave here, we begin to transition, and many of us have been through different funerals of loved ones, different individuals in the past, your natural body stays here. Everything dealing with you naturally stays here on earth. Your natural brain, your organs, your different parts of your body, every part of your body, it stays here. Where? Right here on earth. But yet, even though my mind and my brain stays here on earth, and that is the place to where a lot of registers going in, a lot of registering. Well, whatever I see, I begin to register. I can understand the difference of color. I understand the feelings. I understand the hearing. Amen. I begin to register taste. I begin to register. So if all that understanding coming through my mind and begin to register, well, I have to have something that operates similar to my brain registering, just as if it's in the spirit. Because if I'm going to begin to register the different things of heaven, my God, if that's my home and that's the place I'm going to begin to choose, amen, it got to be something that helping me to register, helping me to understand what's going on in where? In the spirit. And the same way, my God, if you decide, well, here heaven. I'm going to make hell my home. Well, is something going to help you to understand and register that this lake of fire is nothing pretty? This lake of fire is miserable. It's agony. It's pain. It's nothing but suffering. Amen? So something got to help register that. What is that something? That is the soul. That is your soul. Your soul operates just like the mind operate here on natural, on this earth. Your soul take in the same very thing that your natural mind take in. I'm going to take you to scripture in a few minutes. Your mind, your brain, and your soul are so connected so tight. Amen. The Bible talks about how the word of God got to come in and separate the two. My God, that's how tight it is. So your soul and your mind, and that's why it's very important. You got to make sure what's coming in you is going into your soul. It's going into your spirit. You better believe that. When God, you go before God and God bring back different things and who you are and what your walk is, my God Almighty, we're going to be talking from your soul. He's going to be talking to him. You're going to be talking to him from the spirit of your soul. Amen. So it's very a key component when we start dissecting the brain and understanding how it works. We understand how this soul works. Do you know that your soul can sin? I'm going to show you in the scripture. Do you know that the enemy, my God Almighty, want to get possession of your soul? He wanted Job, but God told him, you can't touch this, but don't touch this man here. Because once the enemy begin to get that, he got you. Amen. Because why? He have your mind. When he have your mind, he could do, when you get some in mind, you can get an individual to do anything. That's why you got to be very careful who you fall in love with these days. You got to be very careful who you join in with these days. You got to be very careful who you connect with these days. Amen. You got to be very, very, very careful. Somebody give me an amen up in here this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Very careful. And you got to understand, let's go ahead and understand something. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, let's understand how the Bible looks at the separation. And it is separation. Watch this. Because the Bible identified this. My God, the Bible identified in 5:23. It says, in the very God of peace, sanctify you wholly. My God, and I will pray, God, your whole spirit, in soul, in body. So it broke down three components. It broke down spirit, soul, in body, be preserved. It broke down three things: spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, amen. Spirit is the image. Is the image of that we are made in God's image. That's the place and that's the area where God want to enter in. That's the area where God want to live in. He want to live in where? Your spirit. That's the place when the Bible begins to speak of the temple of God, the temple. You house in the temple, amen. He's really talking about your spirit. It talks about your spirit. Just so happen what you put in, how you handle your natural body is really how you also is handling your what? Your spirit. Why? Because they are very tightly connected together. I'm going to show you in the next scripture. Amen. So your spirit, that's where the place where God wanna dwells in. The soul, when God enters into your spirit or the Holy Ghost enters into your spirit, now you begin to think more conscious of the things of God. See, this is where the church is really not getting understanding that, because we're trying to understand God naturally. We're trying to get God to dwell within us naturally. He's not coming back here on earth naturally no more. He don't came in a form of a baby that is called Jesus Christ. He's not coming back here naturally no more. If you want God, you got to get God where? In the spirit. They that worship me in spirit, y'all hear me, and also in truth. So you want to receive God, you receive God where? In the spirit. You want to get your spirit to connect it to God, and God lives in you, and he living in you through what? What he created. What did he create? Your spirit. Y'all hear me? It's the spirit that God
heart want to dwell in. That's why, my God, you can. That's why when you find someone that has God inside of them, they cannot do the same thing. My God, you begin to do something and you begin to act some way out of order. You begin to feel some type of way. Why? Because God lives inside of you. And he said he will not dwell in where? No unclean place. So therefore, anything that try to come in your spirit that is unclean, it should bother you. It should make you feel some type of way. And I hope at the end of this broadcast, many of us will rededicate ourselves back to God, because if we could dwell with filth, if we could dwell with filth, we could do filthy things that is not of God. Baby, I'm sorry, the spirit of God is not there. You having a fake image of him. But the moment you receive the spirit of God in you, you can't do it. It's impossible to do the same thing that you used to do and feel good about it. You could cross your legs and feel comfortable about it. No, baby, you having God as a natural sin, but it's not God as a spiritual sin. My God, your natural man will always overpower. Y'all about to hear me, because the Bible talks about how it wars against each other. I'm going to show you how your soul also wars against, my God, the flesh as well. Your soul also wars against the flesh as well. Watch this. Hebrews 4:12. I want you to see this. This is how tight your spirit is, how your soul is with God, your spirit and your soul, how tight with your body, how tight it is. Watch this. Hebrews 4:12, it says, "For the word of God is quickened and powerful." Y'all know this verse. Well, y'all know this verse up in here. "And sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and dividing asunder of the soul," watch this, "in spirit, and of the joint and marrow." In of the joint and marrow. Other words, your joint and marrow, my God, your body bone structure is so tight, so together. It is, the structure is called a skeleton. Amen. It is very tight and structured together. And this is how the Bible is describing the soul and the spirit. It is describing who you are. It's very tight. And it's so tight, it's going to need the word of God to what? Split. That's why no man has the power. Y'all about to hear me right here. That's why no man has the power to take your spirit. Only person does is nothing but the living God, because God is what? The Word. He is the Word. Amen. Amen. Watch this, my God Almighty. So your spirit, your soul is operating off of stuff that you are feeding it. What you are putting in, that's what your soul is comprehending. That is what your soul is also getting. Where is the spirit of God living at? He's not living in you naturally. He need to live in you spiritually. He want to dwell in your where? In your spiritual being. He's not dwelling into your natural being. Just so it happened, our spiritual being is inside of us. And therefore, when the spiritual being is inside of us, that's where I can get my divine healings, my divine miracle, because I have God in me. And when God is in me, you better believe all things are possible. All things are possible, and all things that is working together for is good. And I truly and I declare and I believe that we'll begin to possess God within our spirit. And when God begins to live inside of your spirit, baby, ain't no one going to be able to tell you, you don't have to do what you need to do anymore. Tell you to repent, my God, because I got the repent. I got the, my God, I got the forgiver live inside of me. He's in me. So therefore, I don't have to keep talking about, I repent, I sin, I did this, I did that. No, that's the way of choices. Because when God comes in and take a seat in your spirit, it's something, it's just a feeling down inside of you. You cannot explain. It's just something happen inside of you. You cannot explain, my God Almighty, that God done came in and he done took over, my God, and he has, my God, took over me. And I declare and decree, my God, that the saints of God, you'll begin to come into a place and awareness, my God, of your spirit, and you'll begin to come into a place to where God, my God, is moving and living inside of you, that you will not be able to separate it anymore. My God, watch this. I want you to catch this one. Watch this one. This is very interesting. This is very interesting. In Leviticus, it says 5:17, "And if a soul sin," 5:17, "and if a soul sin. And if a soul sin or commit of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandment of the Lord, thou hast wasted it not, and ye is he guilty, and shall bear his iniquity. If the soul what? If the soul what? Sin. You mean to tell me my soul can sin? Yep. According to what the Bible says? Yep. My God, if my soul sin, how do my soul sin? Well, what you taking? Are you speaking evil or thinking evil about your brother? Oh, my God, my. What are you doing here in the function? What you doing function? What you doing here, it is also processing through your where? Your soul. What, my God, what you thinking here is also getting processed where? Through your soul. Through your soul. My God, y'all hear me this morning? My God Almighty, your mind, your brain is operating like. I want to show you this here, my God Almighty. I want to show you another scripture that will give you understanding about your soul, and especially about the place where it can go. And my God, and if we ain't living upright, it will go. Watch this. Book of Acts, the 7th verse. My God, it says, watch this. Because thou will not lay my soul in hell. Because thou will not lay my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thou holy one to see corruption. My God. Thou will not lay my wealth, my soul in hell. That brings me back to in the morning. At the beginning of the episode when I was sharing with you that how you going to be conscious, how your soul is the same process of your mind. So the Bible says, thou will not lay my soul where? In hell. So my soul will be in hell. Guess what? It never dies. So you constantly will understand the suffering, the pain, the agony, and different things, my God. And guess what? Either anyone around these scriptures, and it's over 458 of them, it's over 459, my God, of verses that talks about soul. Either one of them, it have not spoken anything about the devil. It have not said anything about the devil. My God, why is that? Because the enemy want us to believe, and the enemy begin to have our philosophy to believe that it's him all the time. Well, God is going to be dealing with you as an individual. He's not going to be dealing with you what the adversary don't say it to you and don't make you do. Amen. The adversary wants you to, my God, the adversary wants you to fail, but the adversary don't have no power to control you to fail. My God, the power, God says all power belongs to him. When he rose up, my God, through Jesus, all power belongs to him. So therefore, if he lives inside of me, if he lives inside of my spirit, I should be operating with some power, because the power, my God, of God also live inside of me. So therefore, I should be declaring, decreeing, speaking the word of God. I should be coming off full force in effect. Thus says God, in the name of Jesus, I am, I will, and I shall do it in the name of Jesus. Are you speaking from that place of power? This is the place where God says, speak, and it shall happen. Speak, and it shall happen. Watch this, my God Almighty. Let's deal with the flesh and the soul, how the flesh and the soul wars against each other. Watch this, 1 Peter 2:11. Watch what this say. After this one here, I think I'm going to have to finish and wrap this on up. My God, it's so much information, and it's so difficult to articulate this part, but I want to make sure I give it to you so you can understand this. Watch this, 1 Peter 2:11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as stranger in pilgrim, abstaining from flesh and fleshly lust, abstaining from fleshly lust, which wars against the what? The soul. Which wars against soul. Which wars against the soul. Fleshly lust, which wars against what? The what? The soul. My God, your soul is always in a fight with your flesh. It's always in a fight with your human spirit. It's warring against each other. That's how close it is. But I declare and I decree, we're going to begin to take consideration what we're starting to put in our bodies, what we're starting to put in our minds, the things that we begin to believe, the things that we begin to articulate on, the things that we begin to execute on. I pray and decree in the name of Jesus that a change will going to come, and it's going to come, my God, pertaining to your soul. It's going to come pertaining to your soul and also your spirit. If you're ready for a change, if you're ready for things to turn around in your life, we're going to have to detox not only our mind, but we got to detox our spirit, our soul as well. If you're ready for another relationship, a new relationship with God, we don't only need to detox our natural mind and our natural spirit, and we don't only need to do a colon cleanser, but we got to do a spiritual cleanser as well, a soul cleanser as well. That's what happened to the church. The enemy began to understand that the church understand about the natural mind. The enemy understand that the church know about the natural ability. But the enemy said, if the church ever tap into the soul that God done placed inside of the man, my God, the man and the woman, if they understand about their spirit and they begin to push him out, my God, in the spirit, and they begin to block their mind, my God, from the enemy will not have no, my God, y'all better hear me, he will not have no room to come and bring any type of attacker towards you. My God, he want to attack your soul. He want to attack your spirit. He's a spirit individual. It's so close together. It is translating into your natural mind. It is translating into your natural being. But you need to declare and decree in the spirit that the enemy, it will not be so. And I'm going to begin to rewire my natural brain for it can link up and operate with the soul of my God, the soul of my spirit. And we're going to operate as one. We're going to become unity as one. And anything that I ask in heaven, it shall be given. Anything that I bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. Anything that I loose on earth, it shall be loose where? Here on earth. In order for us to be free properly, we're going to also have to be free in our souls and also in our spirit. There's so much more that I want to give you, and there's so much more that I want to give you. It's going to take a little time to really break this down. It's going to take a little time to really go into it. Many of us, we get cleansings, and we're talking about our thinking. Well, baby, we could change form our natural mind, but what about that is stored up in your spirit? What about that is stored up into your soul? According to 1 Peter 2:11, dearly beloved, I beseech you as a stranger and a pilgrim, abstaining from fleshly lust, which wars against the what? The soul. Which wars against what? The soul. Many of us having lust issues, and we having these different problems that we constantly fall into because our soul never been through a detox. Our spirit never been through a cleansing. Our natural ability and your natural ability, if our natural ability been on got us to a place where we need to be, my God, we have been there a long time ago. That's why we having a thing, what they call in the medical field, when you're dealing with individuals that have addiction, we are relapsing. We constantly relapsing. Because we're constantly dealing with the natural, but we're not dealing with the spiritual. But our walk is what? Our walk is spiritual walk first and has a natural manifestation. That's our walk, spiritual walk first. I apologize as a leader in the gospel to many of you all over the world because it becomes leadership that has accountability because it's leadership that needs to be the one to teach. It's the body of Christ that sits and be students. But because of leadership, and because of leadership been missing the mark, and we've been missing the mark as leaders, because we get caught up into the natural charismatic. We get caught up into the emotions of different things, the circuits and different things and the function of the natural things. And we forget about what is very important and what is important. Your soul and salvation. So therefore, you should understand your soul. You should understand that part of your spirit that will keep the enemy at bay. And we've been having natural wars with the enemy. We get in our house, we have natural wars. We have natural fights. We have natural things that is not coming from our spirits, but it's coming from a place of an emotional reactions according to natural circumstances or natural information that triggers emotion reactions. My God Almighty, not spiritual, but natural. And the enemy just keep coming at bay. I declare and I decree this morning that you're going to begin to allow God to come in your spirit, not in your natural mind, but in your spirit. And as he began to come into your spirit, there's no way you're going to say the same thing. There's no way, because the Spirit of God is going to begin to overpower your natural mind. Even though your natural ability and your soul, your spirit, your flesh want to war against the soul and the spirit, but it's not going to be able to prevail once you allow God to come in. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning, and we ask you to begin to come into us. If we didn't get anything out of today because of the complex of the message and complex of the scripture, have us to get this part, and we understand this part, that you live within our spirit. You live within us. So God, as we begin to repent for the things that is in our spirit, repent that of things that we allow to come into our natural man, our natural process, and get stirred up and get stored up and get locked into our soul and get locked into our spirit. We repent for this. And we ask you to come back in and take a seat within us. And no longer I will allow my house to be disrespectful. Disrespect to my guests. Not only my guests, somebody I want to stay within me. With profanity. With lust. With perversion. With alcohols and drugs, with different things that is not of you. We repent from it and cleanse us. I hope that been a blessing to you. I'm sorry that I don't have much time, but I'm telling you right now, I'm so excited that we got to dig into this a little bit more, and we're going to go a little bit further. But listen, I want to bring in our very own Deacon-elect Joe. My God, God been having him. He been in a place to where God been keeping him, going through a little trial. Amen. But nevertheless, God is able. He is worthy. And I know that God got many more things from him. I know many of you are all over the world. You have not heard from him in a while. Amen. But nevertheless, God is still in control. God bless you, Deacon-elect Joe. Amen. Are you there, Deacon-elect Joe? Amen. I think we're having some technical issues. Amen. But nevertheless, we still give God the praise. Deacon-elect Joe, if y'all can hear me, I'm on the line of 1097. Amen. 1097. I'm on your home line, your main line. Amen. God bless you all. And we just thank God for what he is doing and thank God for where he is bringing us. Amen. Because he is worthy to be praised. God bless you, Deacon-elect Joe. I don't know if y'all have your phone on mute, but if you do, Deacon-elect Joe, you might want to look at your phone on mute and you might want to unmute them. Amen.
Okay, I'd like
Amen.
To give honor and praise to God.
There you
who
go.
Is
we
my
can
half
hear you
power.
Now, Deacon-elect Joe. There you go. Thank you.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to give thanks to you, Apostle Smith. I mean, Spencer. I'd like to give thanks to my wife for praying for me. I'd like to give thanks to First Lady, Leticia Spencer. Give thanks to the ADM ministry, to the mother board, and to the deacon board. I'd like to come to you from Psalms 3. Save me, O God. O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him and God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and a lifter of my head. I cry aloud to you, the Lord, and he answered me. from his holy hill. I lie down and sleep. I awaken, for the Lord sustain me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O God, for you scratch all my enemies on the cheeks and break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessings are and be for your people. I like to say that when I was in the hospital, that I had an epiphany of some sort. I was touched because I was worried about my wife, the house, the ABM ministry, and family and friends. So the Lord asked me to be still, to rest, that I was too weak to fight this battle, that he would fight this battle for me. He also said that I have given you the power to fight against all things that is not of me. I have given you power, strength, knowledge, and wisdom to endure. And I say to you, I am blessed in Jesus' name, because this is not the first time that this has happened to me. This is the third time, and I am still here. So God has blessed me once again. And also I'd like to say to Pastor Smith, we miss you, we love you, and we wait on your return in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for them encouraging words, Deacon Ledjo, and you be encouraged. You be encouraged, because the race ain't given to the strength of the strong, but he that endure to the end. And I love that part, what you say, he done bless you with wisdom and bless you with knowledge. When you get blessed with wisdom and knowledge, that is an avenue saying, I'm not going back where I come from. I'm going to keep moving forward, because God
Amen.
Is pointing out. Amen. 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 And you stay encouraged. And before you leave off the line, Deacon Ledjo, I want you to pray for the peoples of God, those that is facing some tough time, tough situation, and what God is trying to tell them to be still. I want you to share a quick prayer to them, and that way they could come into a place of agreement and be still. And I plead the blood over individuals' minds. And I come and uproot, I disconnect the wires that was connected inappropriately. As Deacon Joe begin to pray, we want the Holy Ghost begin to reconnect different signals and different wireness that is connected not only to your natural mind, but also connected to your soul. Amen. For we could prosper, even our soul prosper. Go ahead, Deacon Joe, and just pray a little quick prayer over the body.
Heavenly Father, we come to you today to give thanks and
yes.
honor. We also come to
yes.
you today to uplift those that does not know that there is a way of salvation, of change
yes.
in spirit and in mind, that they don't have
yes.
to be the way that they are. Things can change if they only believe in coming to God. For we understand the way of the man, but for those who don't, we'd like to uplift them, pray for them, and to sustain them, and to show them the way into salvation
yes.
through you, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
May you touch, heal, and show them the way. For we are here for them, and we pray for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. A well said prayer. Saints of God, this area with the soul and the mind, it can be very confusing. It can, and I've been asking God all morning for we can make it plain for you can really understand. And I'm going to be doing a lot more teaching pertaining to the soul and the mind. Then we're going to go into a soul fast. I'm not talking about a natural fast, a fast of your natural body, but I'm talking about a soul fast. And I'm going to begin to teach you how to do a soul fast. And this is the area where the enemy may have an access in, because this is an area where it really don't be taught. And we allow the enemy to come in, and we're going to get him out, and we're going to get him out of our souls. We're going to get him out of our spirit, for nothing but the mind of God to begin to dwell within us, and nothing but the mind of God and the spirit of God could begin to dwell in us. But we're going to have to do a fast. We're going to have to do a soul fast, amen, and fasting with your spirit. But I want to teach a little bit more, because I don't want to move from this area until you understand. And once you understand, then we could come into a place of a soul fast and begin to fast our soul. And I hope you've been able to put this into your daily or your daily walk with God as just like your fast and doing a natural fast and natural consecration. Also, we want to make sure we do a soul and spiritual fast as well. Amen. Pastor, love you all. Let's get back on here tomorrow morning, and let's keep going into the things of God, and let's break it down. Amen. So please, if you got time, look up the mind, look up the soul, look up what Scripture says pertaining to your soul, pertaining to your spirit, and let's get ready to fast, and we're going to get all these toxins and all these toxic things that we don't that came into our life ever since a child all the way up to now. We're going to get all these toxins, all these poison, all these things that that is unhealthy to our spirit and our soul. We're going to get it all out of us, and we're going to have a clear and a pure, and we're going to take and attain the things of God that he has for us. Pastor, love you all. Let's keep walking in spirit. Let's keep walking in faith. And also, I heard some of you request, I want to just let you know, I'm asking God how many days in the afternoon time, amen, 2 days, 3 days in the afternoon time, begin to give some of you all that cannot stay the full time because of work, and some of you cannot stay no time because of the time you go into work. But before then, I want you to get a CD, get this information. That way you can take your time, research, look it up, and you can begin to allow God to speak to you. Love you all. Let's keep walking, keep moving into the things of God. And as you keep praying, you keep asking, you keep seeking, God going to position you for you could be able to receive. God bless you all. See you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God bless you.